So that's Abdullah Shabazz. All right. So tell us a little bit about like what you do.
Well, I'm 16, I'm a junior, go to Hudson, and I've been producing since I was like 10 years old. And my mom, she hadn't heard my beats before, so when she finally heard them, she wanted me to make a CD, and I got some CDs copied and just trying to get myself off the ground.
Oh, that's nice. So what inspired you to really become a music producer, and what inspired you to like really start, what inspired you to begin producing music?
Well, whenever I listen to music, I don't really focus on the words that much. Mm-hmm. I mostly focus on just the beat and the sound itself. Mm-hmm. So I always like wanted to make it myself, and I just like putting sounds together, and I just decided I wanted to do it.
How do you create music? I mean, it's kind of like, I'm kind of confused, like how do you go about creating songs and whatnot?
Well,
like what's your thinking process? And
when I'm on the computer, I just a bunch of sounds, I just put them together, and I don't know, sometimes some sound better than others, and I just, I don't know, it takes a while. You just sit there, you mess around, and you find something you like, and then you put it together, and it just sounds good.
Do you ever have songs that you really like don't like, but
yeah,
like kind of flop in a way?
Yeah, there's a lot of them that I don't like, and I'll go back, I'll redo it again,
mm-hmm.
to see if I like it the next time.
Oh, well, thank you.
No problem.
Well, this is Abdullah
Shabazz.
All right, sorry, Abdullah Shabazz. Yep. So that was Abdullah Shabazz, right? Yeah. Shabazz. I always mess up. I'm sorry. So thank you for that. Today's topic is beauty. I know a lot of girls growing up today are kind of don't really have role models that really portray what beauty should really look like. And I feel it important to kind of bring that out right now and have a show about it. The dictionary definition of beauty is the quality present in a thing or person that gives intense pleasure or deep satisfaction to the mind, whether arising from sensory manifestations as shape, color, sound, etc., a meaningful design or pattern or something else, as a personality in which high spiritual qualities are manifest. What do you think beauty means? Like, in your in your own words, what does beauty mean?
Well, I think it's deeper than looks. And I don't know, like, if you're someone, like, you don't have to be, like, the greatest looking person. If you are, like, your personality is great, it's fantastic, you're beautiful. If you're just a good person, you're beautiful. Like, to me, beauty isn't looks.
What do you think? Like, what are some qualities that you would look in a, like, that would define a beautiful girl to you? Yeah, sure.
Well, pretty much everybody has their own definition of beauty. So some people think of looks, some people think of their mind, you know, how they act and how they think. But for me, I would think that for somebody to be beautiful, in my opinion, would pretty much be if their mind was right and, you know, if they, you know, I don't know.
It's
hard to explain.
I feel like beauty is skin more farther than just looks and how you're supposed to, how you put on makeup and stuff. I feel that's the reason why girls today, they look up to women that walk around with 9-inch heels and people. Like women
and
like
yoga Snooki, pants and Uggs yoga pants, and their North Uggs, Faces.
Spending $200 on hair extensions and wearing pounds
looking
of
like
cake
an Oompa Loompa.
Right? Wearing pounds of caked on makeup with fake eyelashes and fake everything. It's just what makes you unique? What makes you set apart from the hundreds of other girls that cake on makeup? And if you think about it, girls grow up to look at people like people off of like the Jersey Shore.
Oh.
As role models to girls that sit there and go tanning for
the tanorexics.
Tanorexics, you know? Girls that tan constantly.
The booaholics.
Booaholics. Girls that tan constantly and spend hundreds of dollars on making sure that on what they look like. And truthfully, some of these girls are just uncomfortable with the way they look. And that's why they spend so much time getting ready in the mirror and spend so much money on the on their appearance is because they're not happy with the way they look. Which I don't condone really, because I feel like your natural qualities are what makes you beautiful. Like, I don't know, some girls, I don't know, that's just my opinion. You don't have to wear, I mean, I'm sure it would make you feel more confident, but don't you think that finding yourself beautiful the way you are is more important than caking on makeup and that's how you feel beautiful?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be happy with the way you look without all of these supplies and stuff? I know girls that wear the same yoga pants every day with Uggs and a North Face. And it's just, it's ridiculous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But we have a song for you guys. It's called Beautiful Flower. It's one of my favorite songs of all times. I'll be listening to this when I'm getting ready in the morning, and it gets me up and makes me feel good about myself, and like that I really don't have to rely on the way I look. I can rely on my mind and my intelligence as well as how I look, you know? I feel everybody's beautiful in their own way without the pounds of makeup and everything. I don't know. But here it is for you guys.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this. But who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you can heal the world with your mind. And there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah you. Who are brilliant, yeah you. Who are powerful, yeah you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who feels that she is not special, cause she don't look like a supermodel Coke bottle. The next time the radio tells you shake your money maker, shake your head and tell them you're a leader. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. Yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Yeah. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you can heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah you. Who are brilliant, yeah you. Powerful, yeah you. Who are resilient, yeah you. Who are beautiful, yeah you. Who are brilliant, yeah you. Who are powerful, yeah you. Who are resilient, yeah you. This song is for you, yeah you. This song is for you. Yeah, you. The song is for you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. You are brilliant.
That's a very meaningful song.
Yes. The meaning pretty much to that song is pretty much just you're beautiful the way you are. And you don't have to. My favorite line of the song is, it says, when they tell you to shake your money maker, turn around and tell them no because I'm
shake
a leader.
Shake your head.
Shake your head and tell them no because you're a leader. And I thought that was interesting. I love that. I love that line.
What about James Blunt?
Beautiful?
Yeah.
You are beautiful.
That's Christina Aguilera.
Oh,
okay. Wait. James Blunt. Yo, beautiful. Yo, beautiful. All right, Sam. It's true.
You're beautiful.
Let's have some fun.
All right. Well, we're going to play some more India Arie for you guys because I love. She has some really great messages to her songs that I feel like our listeners would enjoy. So the next one is actually called Beautiful as well. So here it is. Guys.
Time is right. I'm gonna pack my bags and take that journey down the road. 'Cause over the mountain I see the bright sunshine, and I want to live inside the glow. Beautiful.
That was India RE with Strength, Courage, and Wisdom. And before that was Beautiful. I love me some India RE. It's, I don't know, she just has such a great message out for women, well, girls these days. And I feel like it inspires girls that don't have a perfect shape or the perfect ideal, like, look.
Mm-hmm.
And don't starve themselves or or anything like that to look a certain type of way. It's like, be happy with how you look and be proud of it, pretty much. But yeah, so thank you guys for tuning in. This is Courtney
and Teresa
and Abdullah
Shabazz signing off. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Hope I do this right.
Ready, guys?
Do you need to give away the key?
I'm sort of ready.
That's the key.
Okay, ready? Thank you.
1, 2, 3.
Down at all I see, and painted faces fill the places I can't reach. You know that I could use somebody. Well, you know that I could use somebody, someone like you. Use somebody.